is horrible.
Cherie Dubois is 31 years old and a single mother of two. She sits at a computer working on her resume at one of Las Vegas's Job Connect centers. Dubois has been trying to use the state employment department's new website.
And then you have to enter all your information and then accept the terms and agreement. And then once you accept it, it should bring you to the new site, which I've never seen a glimpse of because I keep getting an error message to contact the unemployment system.
But Dubois hasn't been able to get through to anyone on the phone either. Nevada began transitioning to a new system in late August, and the state shut down services for a week. The program continues to have significant problems. As a result, tens of thousands of people like Dubois have been waiting for weeks for their benefits.
I'm like a month behind on all my bills. I'm pretty sure the gas is going to be next to be cut.
She says she had to borrow money from family to turn her electricity back on. Nevada's employment department says they expected problems launching their new software system and tried to let everyone on unemployment know they should file their claims early. Jeff Frischman is the chief of unemployment insurance operations for Nevada.
But when you're trying to move 50,000 people and asking them all to do something, not all of them follow your instructions.
The upgrade to Nevada's 30-year-old system costs $34 million and has been in the planning stages for nearly 4 years. Kelly Karch is the department's deputy administrator. He says Nevada has been saving its federal allowance for years to put towards a new system.
This is all federal money we're using. There is no state money involved in these projects, but the feds don't always give us a lot of money.
Nevada is not alone in its technology struggles. Last month, the Government Accountability Office released a study that found across the country, most states' existing unemployment insurance systems were 30 to 40 years old and were, quote, incapable of handling a growing workload.
For many years, Congress has cheated the states out of significant funding to administer the programs.
That's Maurice Emslem. He's the director of the Access and Opportunity Program at the National Employment Law Project in California.
So they've been operating on shoestring budgets for the most part. And then you add on top of that a huge recession, and the states are really stretched to the limit financially.
Emslem says employment offices in California and Massachusetts also recently faced problems with flooded phone lines and a backlog of unpaid benefits due to difficulties with system upgrades. Emslem's organization plans to release a report in the coming weeks on the disrepair of the nation's unemployment programs.
We have an infrastructure that's falling apart at the seams, and it's the responsibility of the federal government. They hold the purse strings to put the system back together.
Nevada's unemployed faced a double whammy this month, delayed payments, and for many, a severe cut. That's because as Nevada planned its system upgrade, it delayed the implementation of federal sequestration cuts for people who received long-term unemployment. Most states put those cuts in gradually, but Nevada squeezed it all into 1 month, September, forcing 20,000 people to take a 59% cut in their benefits. Jeff Frischman from Nevada's employment office wants people to know they are trying their best to work out the glitches in the new system.
The biggest thing we're asking for is some patience from our customers. We feel their pain. Those people who are not getting paid, trust me, I go home at night, I go to bed at night, and I think about them.
But Cherie Dubois is losing sleep at night, too, and she wants some relief.
It's a humbling experience, I can tell you that much. You find a way to make it work. I mean, it could always be worse. It could always be worse. But right now, it feels pretty unbearable.
In Las Vegas, I'm Kate Sheehy.